Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When this robber confuses a store employee for an actual customer, confiding in him about the robbery he's just about to commit, the employee says, "No, I'm not gonna let you get away with this." Robber mistakes me, a cashier, as another customer and offers to cut me in on a robbery. I'm a convenience store cashier, and besides the occasional robbery, nothing really happens here. We've had a handful of super dramatic, get on the ground robberies, but most are just regular shoplifters. Because nothing really happens here, I like to make small talk with the people in the store to pass the time. Sometimes people have great stories, sometimes we end up knowing someone in common, sometimes it's just nice to make a person smile. The other day, I was out from behind the register stocking shelves. I was the only person in the store, because weekday afternoons are usually slow, and because basically everyone's quit. It's getting cold here, and the building still hasn't turned the heat on, so I had a hoodie over my uniform, short sleeve shirt and name tag, so I guess I just looked like a guy browsing the aisles. Now this wasn't a problem, because when a customer came in, I'd say, "Let me know if you need anything," and that cleared it up. Maybe two came in the entire start of my shift. Just as things were wrapping up and I'd had a long dead streak, a guy about my age came in and seemed in a great mood. He also had a big hoodie on, but it's cold out, so I didn't think anything of it at all. I said, "Let me know if you need anything," from down where I was with the shelves, and he came and stood by me, kind of giggling. Weird, but I've seen weirder. Whatever. Finally, I said, "Can I help you?" And he just goes, "Ehehehehehe." I'll be honest, I don't know how to like say that. Let me try again. Hey, what a weird thing to say. So I'm like, "Hi." And he starts talking to me about the logo on my hoodie, which is a local sports team. Have you ever heard anyone go, "Hey," before? No, me neither. So we go back and forth for a bit. My side of the conversation was normal. His side was really overstated. In hindsight, it's clearly because he was nervous. But I was kind of checked out and didn't really care at the time. Like I'd say, "Yeah, he's got a good arm, but his head just isn't in it this season." And this guy would reply, "Oh my god, the best arm, once in a lifetime talent, but he's not there at all. Gone, trash, garbage, they should just cut him." I keep stocking the shelves, not thinking at all about the odd nature of what he's saying, and instead thinking in the back of my mind, is he gonna buy something or what? From there, we actually got talking about how we got into the game and had a really heartfelt conversation about going with our fathers and sitting in the cheap seats, and we did actually sort of bond a little. Finally, we ran out of sports commentary to make at one another though, so there was a wave of silence for a few minutes. Then he gets uncomfortably close to me and whispers, "I like you a lot, you know that?" So my first thought was that this was some kind of gay thing. No problem at all if that's what you're into, it's not my scene though. So I took a healthy step back and told him thanks, but no thanks. He laughed kind of maniacally and explained to me, no, he meant he liked me so he'd be willing to cut me in on what he was currently doing. I ask what that is. He explains, "Ain't nobody in here. I've got my truck outside. I'm gonna load it up with beer and stuff. Look, you seem like a good dude, so I'm tipping you off in case you want anything. Ain't no one here. It's easy money, bro." I couldn't believe it. He was trying to rob the store and he was telling me about it. I quickly realized his overly excited, socially inappropriate behavior must have been drugs. Rather than confront someone on drugs, in my experience, their moods can change from perky to violent really quickly, I just went with my gut and decided to play along. I knew I needed an excuse to get back behind the register. So I said, "Good stuff. Forget the beer though, man. I'm going for the real easy money. and hopped over behind the counter, where I promptly but discreetly pressed the button that locks the doors from the inside, followed shortly by our brand new panic button. This was the first time I'd ever used it, hoping there wouldn't be a time, but at least I wasn't genuinely panicking yet. At this point, he's loaded both shoulders up with six packs and headed for the door to make the first of what I'm sure he anticipated would be several trips. He pushed against the door with his hip, and of course, it didn't budge. And he pushed pretty hard, anticipating it would swing easily, so I felt kind of bad seeing him wince. He nearly dropped the beer. He turned to me, more frustrated than scared at this point, and went, "Bruh, the door's jammed. Can you give it a try?" Now, I was nervous to step out from behind the register in case this guy had a weapon, so I tried to deflect and was just like, "Maybe you've got to pull it." He started freaking out and was running around the store. He was trying the back door, but it locked as well. He was trying to climb up and reach the one tiny window we've got, but not only was it too high, it doesn't really fit a person. I kept playing dumb. Eventually, the cops came. It took a while, and the guard resorted to hiding in the stockroom by the time they made it over. Not before first wrecking a couple aisles in his frenzy, but at least I was able to lock him in the stockroom once he went inside. They came in to arrest the guy, and he starts trying to blame the whole thing on me, saying I set him up, saying I made him do it. It genuinely confused the police for a bit. So, I don't work as a robber. I do work at the gas station. Though how much longer will depend on how many more robberies I live down. Honestly, part of me genuinely does feel bad for this guy, because what sort of place in your life do you have to be at to take some drugs and then go and rob a store? Probably not a very good one. But hey, it did make for a pretty funny story. Imagine this guy just trying to like smash the door down, looking at his mate, well, someone he thinks is his mate, helping him out on this, and him going, "Bro, the door's not opening. What's going on? Can you give it a try?" And he's like, with his finger on the panic button, "Yeah. Keep trying, mate. Maybe try pulling it inwards. I'm sure it will give in a second." Knowing full well the police are on their way. It's tough, but it's deserved. To be honest, I actually do rate the bravery from OP, because if it was me working there, I'd genuinely be like, "Well, it's only a few beers. Just let him go. He's on drugs. I do not want to mess with that bloke." But nah, OP was like, "I'm locking him in, not just the whole store, also in the storage room." Amazing. He's caught him red-handed. Brilliant scenes. Good bravery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Karen landed me a potential future job. When I was younger, around 14, I always wore collared t-shirts, often used as uniforms at most electronic stores. I just started a simple job elsewhere and was going to use my savings and first payments to buy my first self-built gaming computer. So, I was in a computer electronics store, trying to learn and make a few plans. Doing this as efficiently as possible, I like to get hands-on, and it helps me think and plan better. As I was crouching over components, like Gollum, trying to select my own components for the very first time, this lady came up to me and tried to get my attention. Me, hunching over, knee-deep in my own thoughts, she asked me if I work here. As I was as focused as I was, it slightly startled me, and I jumped up and only managed to come up with a short, as I was going to ask her what she just said, not being able to actually make out the question she asked. She continued to ask me if I could help her, and I don't blame her considering my appearance. Me, just having entered the job market, I have received some service experience, and figured I might as well. The question probably couldn't be that hard, right? The following interaction ensued. Yeah, sure. What do you need?" I replied. "I'm trying to find a laptop for my son, but I'm completely lost." Seems fair enough, and a reasonable question to ask anyone with my appearance, regardless of me working there or not. "Oh, okay, so were you thinking school laptop or general use?" "Well, it's more of a gaming laptop, really." "Okay, Do you have a budget or any other information that might be useful making a decision? Yeah, I've got a mid-tier budget, and I know he plays Team Fortress 2 and Roblox. Having just spent a few weeks learning and recently acquiring the knowledge of what parts are important for what, I could confidently answer, oh great, well that doesn't necessarily require the most expensive computer on the market. Have you looked at any options? Now the lady at this point gets a slightly frustrated tone. No, that's what I came here to ask about. Okay, well, have you looked at any of the laptops displayed at the section over there? I point to the two rows of demo laptops closer to the registers. The lady then gets even more frustrated. No, I have no idea what I'd be looking for. That's why I came over to ask. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, anything between a lower amount than your budget and your budget would probably have what you need. Just look for relevant specs and it'll be more than enough for him. Can you join me so I'm sure? I'm figuring at this point that it shouldn't be a considerably long interaction, and I could get back to my things. I'm just going to point out three options at three different prices, and then I'll leave. So I accompany her over to the laptop section. Okay, so which ones would be an option? I point at three different laptops, and I make an effort to explain the differences in a short but precise manner. After concluding, I consider myself done. Beyond that, you could really just pick based on your budget, I said. As I'm about to leave, she says, so what can you do on pricing here? A little confused, I quickly realize the mistake that has just happened. Oh, I'm sorry. I think there's a misunderstanding. See, I don't... Oh, come on. I know you guys have some leeway on the prices. What's the best you can do? No, you see... Oh, don't you dare be more condescending than you were earlier. That should account in the price too. She's probably referring back to when she was getting flustered in the first place. A bit taken aback by what just happened, I say again, I don't... Oh, but I know you do. I know I can get a better one if you just work out whatever you have to. What about that one? Could we do 20% here? That seems reasonable. No, you have to talk to... Fine, direct me to your supervisor, but you're coming with me. I don't work here. What do you mean? Why else would you be helping me? Now come on, let's bring this to the register and get something done. As we proceed to the checkout, which was rather close, she's literally dragging my tiny little body along as I make an effort to explain the mishap. When we then get to the register and a worker sees this lady literally trying to push me behind the counter, they ask, what is going on? Well, this young man is going to honor his word and sell me this laptop at a 20% discount. Oh, he doesn't work here, said the worker. Well, why has he been helping me and promised me a 20% discount then? Your company is now responsible to keep that. I tried to tell you I don't work here and you, whatever the case is, I will have this laptop for this price. I don't know what happened over there, but... Then the worker continued to explain what is about to happen next. I managed to slide away as I see a manager approach. From what I could make out as I'm lingering in the area, trying to get back to my things, the lady got upset and left in a bit of a hurry. As I finally got back to doing what I was doing, the manager approached me, and me, thinking I was in trouble, was about to apologize for making the lady think I worked there. He assured me though that I had nothing to worry about, and he had in fact watched me deal with the situation and told me that some customers are like that with real employees too. He apparently admired the way I explained things to her and asked if I ever needed a place to work, I would be welcome back. I appreciated it, finished my planning, and left. And there you go, guys. I guess that story just proves that not all Karen interactions have to be bad. I mean, look, pretty terrible experience, not the most enjoyable, but at the end of the day, this guy has landed himself a job at an electronics company, and he sounds like he's big into electronics and laptops and stuff. Sounds like the dream job for the bloke. Congratulations, you've done it. Now, someone's actually asked in the comments, did you end up going back for a job? And Opie replied, I did work there on a school-related workplace readiness thing, but was never employed. Ended up moving not long after this. Okay, it didn't work out, but nonetheless, it's super nice of the manager to offer you a job right there and then, because yeah, to be honest, I would do the same. You handled that situation really well, you were patient, polite, and ultimately, you did a good job. Good lad. Oh, and he's also said, that he did get that gaming computer built, and that it was magnificent, if he does say so himself. Up the gaming PCs, I am a fan. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/IDon'tWorkHereLady. I haven't posted a video on this subreddit in a little while, and a few of you have been commenting in the comments, obviously, where else would you comment, to bring it back. So I did. If you do want to see more from this subreddit, please do drop a like on this video and comment that you want to see more down below, so it lets me know that you guys are enjoying these videos. If you want more right away, check out this playlist of all my I Don't Work Here Lady videos. And finally, subscribe if you're new for daily Reddit content. All right, see you all tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.